India and Bangladesh signed a cooperation agreement recently to initiate cross-border trade in high-yielding variety rice seeds. This is a small beginning for the two neighbors, which will also enable knowledge sharing in their production and trade. This memoranda of understanding was the culmination of a landmark two-year-long research and advocacy project by Consumer Unity and Trust Society, or CUTS International, called Addressing Barriers to Rice Seeds Trade Between India and Bangladesh, with the support of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bipul Chatterjee, the Deputy Executive Director of CUTS International.
Now, we have this protocol agreement which has been signed. We have analyzed that agreement. We have seen that there are certain areas which need to be improved. So we spoke with the respective authorities, particularly in India and Bangladesh, in the Ministry of Agriculture in India and also in Ministry of Agriculture in Bangladesh, their respective seed wings. And what they said that since this agreement has already been signed, let us first start implementing it. And once we start implementing it, then we are going to be involved in the process of implementation to see that what kind of possible implementation concerns which are there. And then accordingly, the protocol of agreement will be revised. Let us first start implementing it, implement it for 4-5 years, see what are the possible implementation concerns, whether this protocol of agreement is actually delivering on the ground or not, and then we'll see what kind of changes which are required. This protocol of agreement has already created a regulatory environment of cooperation between or among these countries. So we'll see what kind of implementation concerns, as I said, that may arise, or I would say that will arise while implementing this agreement, and then how to overcome those challenges. So I'm looking at it more as an opportunity rather than just as a challenge. So we need to exploit this opportunity, which could really help these two countries come together, and not just these two countries, but at the larger sub-regional level, including Bhutan and Nepal. And at the end of the day, our farmers would get better quality seeds, which would help them produce more and better, which will have better market for them, and the livelihood of our farmers will get.
Rajesh Kumar Singh, Joint Secretary, Seeds, Ministry of Agriculture, Government of India, said this collaboration will remove several regulatory barriers and harmonize the notification processes. Thereby, testing is not duplicated, leading to saving the 3-year testing time.
India and Bangladesh, and particularly the eastern parts of India and Bangladesh, have a lot of commonalities in terms of crop varieties grown, geographical features, climatic features, and even the diet patterns of the people and their dependence on rice. What has happened is that there is a significant amount of informal trade in seeds between the two countries. But because of regulatory barriers, that the trade remains largely informal and therefore subject to all the vagaries of a grey market in terms of lack of quality, lack of adherence to phytosanitary standards, etc. The attempt now is to try to bring this trade above ground by removing or relaxing some of these regulatory barriers. One initiative in particular is that since most of the rice varieties in India are public released and notified varieties, the idea is that you try to harmonize the notification process in these two countries, India and Bangladesh. And so, in fact, Nepal has also become a part of this protocol, where the if testing has been completed in one country, you don't duplicate the process in the other country. You release that variety, accepting the process there. The advantage is that you actually end up saving about 3 years in that process, because otherwise the trials will take 3 years. So, and during that 3-year period, there will be informal trade if that variety has popularity, particularly in the border areas. So this is one barrier which has been relaxed. So that will give an impetus to trade. Of course, there are other issues in terms of quarantine standards and availability of quarantine infrastructure in the border areas. Those also we are trying to address, so that more and more of this trade becomes regulated, and as farmers in both countries are able to gain access to better quality of seeds.
Singh said research helped mitigate losses due to disasters like drought and flooding.
There is a significant amount of research going on, and some varieties have come about which are stress tolerant to drought and to flooding or to saline soils. And several varieties which are stress tolerant, which can handle biotic and abiotic stress, have been released by the public research institutions in the country. And in fact, in last year's drought, we had a situation where the monsoon was deficient by about 9%, I think, but our production loss were contained to not more than 3-4% because we were able to roll out these stress-tolerant, short-duration varieties quickly.
Deputy High Commissioner of Bangladesh, Salahuddin Noman Chowdhury, said that this agreement will lead to better yield in agriculture for the two neighbours, something much needed where there were stresses due to climate change and urbanization.
You see that there is a lot of demand of seeds of both the countries. Indian varieties have demand in Bangladesh and Bangladeshi varieties have demand in India. So to facilitate this sort of agreement has been designed. So I think that this is a very good start and this will help better yields in both the countries. And this is necessary because of the fact that our agricultural land is depleting for a number of reasons. Climate change is one of the reasons. We have urbanization. We have population stress. To tackle all these stresses, there is no alternative for us to increase the level of yield in both the countries.
Chowdhury also spoke about commonalities between the two countries and increasing collaboration in diverse areas.
You're absolutely right that we have the border that we have between Bangladesh and India is not a natural border. It is an artificial border. We have this commonalities in our, not only in our culture, we have commonalities in values, traditions and everything. We have this similar food habit, we have this similar agricultural methods and everything. We have to now, since this border is there, we have to now strive for doing something to actually have the best outcome of the friendly relations that we have between Bangladesh and India for the benefit of the people. Many things are coming up. We are having agreements. We will have agreements for coastal shipping between Bangladesh and India. We'll have trade agreements renewed. We will have a lot more agreements which will facilitate regional integration and connectivity in the region. I think we are passing through the best of times between Bangladesh and India.
Kalyan Goswami, Executive Director, National Seed Association of India, who signed the agreement from the Indian side.
In fact, we are thrilled. Our members, they're already into, export in different countries, in almost 98 countries, and they're exporting to Bangladesh. But if this is implemented, then what will happen that the export will happen in a legal way. Now also it's happening. You might be knowing that, the seed is going to, I'm not only talking about rice, the other seeds are going through Hili, going through Bonga, there are different Gitalda, there are 3-4, borders are there, between West Bengal, Assam and Bangladesh. But once it happens to be legalized and, that's going to boost. That's number one. And secondly, some of our members, maybe around 22, 24 members, they have their own R&D center. They're developing the technology. They're investing so much of money in developing the technology. So in that case, they can collaborate with organizations in Bangladesh and they can work together. And interestingly, if I look at the climate in Bangladesh, the food habit in Bangladesh, it's same like in Assam and West Bengal. If our seed companies are doing business in Assam and West Bengal and Orissa, why can't they do business in Bangladesh, Nepal and Bhutan? So we are really thrilled. And I'm representing my, companies here. You can see some of our members, they have also come down to attend it, to understand it, that, how they can get the maximum mileage out of that. So
he spoke of the role the private sector can play for developing agriculture and horticulture.
If I look at the government organization like National Seed Corporation, they are into rice and wheat only. But the private organization, they are more into horticulture, vegetable seed. And right now, if I look at the Indian market, I'm talking about the Indian market, 70% of the market is in the hand of the private sector. And that percentage is going to go up. There's enough thrash on this horticulture. There's enough, emphasis on vegetable and fruits, right? Same thing is going to happen in Bangladesh also, in Bhutan or Nepal or other SAARC countries. So our private trade or private organization, they can play a bigger role. I'm talking about supply, talking about technology transfer, talking about collaboration, talking about starting a production unit in other countries. Government can just work as an nodal agency or a platform for policy intervention. But if you come back to production, come back to supply, come back to quality control, it's the private organization who's going to hold the key down the line. The government has so many, you know, like research organizations, but they're into basic research. And the private organizations are there in the developmental research. And private organizations, they are very much keen on the return on investment. So they do something which is sellable in the marketplace. I am not criticizing the government. I am just appreciating the private, you know, like. So whatever they develop, it comes in the market in 1 or 2 years. Government may take 20 years. By that, the technology will be old. By that, you know, like something new will come up in the marketplace. So we can play a bigger role.
Dr. A.K. Enamul Haq, Research Director, Unayan Shamane, and Professor of Economics, East-West University, Dhaka, elaborated further and also expressed his happiness and pride at this collaboration.
That's about 2 years ago. We started the idea of looking into this market. It's a very interesting market. It was going on under the curtain. Nobody wanted to recognize it. And yet it has significant potential for the economic benefit of the people in both countries. Two reasons, very interestingly, Bangladesh, since independence, was mostly looking at boro rice, which is the winter crop. And we had great success in them. Whereas the almond, which was our major crop, there was little research on it. It was rain-fed, not controlled agriculture. Over the time, our farmer understood that on almond, there are better varieties in India. And on boro, there are better varieties in Bangladesh. So the farmer started to exchange this without waiting for the government. It's a very interesting way of looking at it from researchers' point of view. Researchers all knew it. So it's not that nobody did not know. They all knew it. In fact, we further on, as we started doing research, we realized that the same variety that Iri from Philippines is giving to Bangladesh, giving to India, Indian Research Organization Bangladesh releases it in different names. So it was one knowledge product. It's just Bangladesh is climatizing it for their context and then releasing it. So it was a double effort in terms of doing it. And since Bangladesh didn't have a strong research on the almond rice, in some areas of Bangladesh, Indian variety were very popular. And farmers were losing because they had no access to the original seed products. So they had to believe in it through the informal market. So over this research, we had pointed out and eventually, I would say, uncovered these to the public audience, to everybody to understand that this is happening. As they knew it, now it is in public, they thought that this is right time to go ahead and do something. So I think this is one, I'm very happy that it happened in that way. And as you have seen today, that we have now, the seed associations have now signed the agreement. So in a way, with the small research on seed, we have come up to a big event, and we're very happy and proud of this.
Huck spoke about seed research and the way ahead.
On other crops, particularly horticulture crops, see the problem in both Bangladesh and India, rice is a notified crop. So you cannot release the variety, and that was a regulatory bottleneck. Whereas in other seeds, it was not the case. So all on the notified crop, seed exchange is not there officially. And the way it is happening is that if you want to release it, it's not that you cannot, but it takes about 3.5 years to release it in any country. Seed research is such that within another 6-7 years, it dies. So a new variety, 7-8 years, except for one or two variety, didn't last very long. So you have a new varieties are coming. So if you release it in 3 years' time, you have a significant problem of getting or reaching the benefit of it. And that's why, even though, for example, Bangladesh wanted to denotify certain variety. They could not do it because farmers are still liking it. It's all in Bangladesh as well in India. Even Sharna, which is coming to Bangladesh from research from India, or Miniket, is so popular that most people think Miniket is a Bangladeshi rice. Most people believe Sharna is a Bangladeshi rice. So in our market, Miniket is a variety coming as a product. So if people say, what rice you want to buy? Miniket. Nobody had an idea this was not a, not a Bangladeshi. So that was so popular, both at the consumer's end as well as the producer's end, and yet there was no seed exchange. So, you know, so looking at the notified crop, there are lots of barriers. And I think with this protocol, these barriers are going to be removed slowly. I don't think it will happen overnight. There are still process issues, quarantine issues between two countries need to be resolved. There are still another issue which you'd say, I would say, is an investment issue, because HYV variety can be replicated by farmers themselves for at least 3 years, which means if a seed producer wants to sell it, he knows that the same farmer is not going to come back to him for another 3 years. So it's not like other crops where you have hybrid, and hybrid you can do it immediately because next year he is going to come back if your production is good. But in HYV variety, they will not come back. So that is why private sector is very slow in moving it. And we're trying to push them that, you know, there should be strategy. And I think both Indian Extension Research Group, Bangladesh Extension, Agriculture Extension Worker, they should start looking into this issue.
When asked about the implementation process of the agreement, Bipul Chatterjee called it an opportunity which would see better days for the agriculture sector for both the countries.
No, we have this protocol agreement which has been signed. We have analyzed that agreement. We have seen that there are certain areas which need to be improved. So we spoke with the respective authorities, particularly in India and Bangladesh, in the Ministry of Agriculture in India and also in Ministry of Agriculture in Bangladesh, their respective seed wings. And what they said that since this agreement has already been signed, let us first start implementing it. And once we start implementing it, then we are going to be involved in the process of implementation to see that what kind of possible implementation concerns which are there. And then accordingly, the protocol of agreement will be revised. Let us first start implementing it, implement it for 4 or 5 years, see what are the possible implementation concerns, whether this protocol of agreement is actually delivering on the ground or not, and then we'll see what kind of changes which are required. This protocol of agreement has already created a regulatory environment of cooperation between or among these countries. So we'll see what kind of implementation concerns, as I said, that may arise, or I would say that will arise while implementing this agreement, and then how to overcome those challenges. So I'm looking at it more as an opportunity rather than just as a challenge. So we need to exploit this opportunity which could really help these two countries to come together, and not just these two countries but at the larger sub-regional level, including Bhutan and Nepal. And at the end of the day, our farmers would get better quality seeds, which would help them produce more and better, which will have better market for them, and the livelihood of our farmers will get improved.